Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 18, 1806. A recipe for bear. Bear meat is a staple now, and although the bears are poor after hibernating all winter, the meat is welcome. The expedition's messes cook the meat by roasting or boiling. The Indians enjoy the meat also, and on occasion the party shares. The Indian method of cooking the meat, as described by Sergeant Gass, is interesting. When they have bear meat to eat, they immediately prepare a large fire of dried wood, on which they throw a number of smooth stones from the river. As soon as the fire goes down and the stones are heated, they are laid next to each other in a level position and covered with a quantity of branches of pine, on which fletches the bear meat is placed, and thus placing the fletches and branches alternately and in several courses, leaving a thick layer of pine on top. On this heap is then poured a small quantity of water, and the whole is covered with earth to the depth of 4 inches. After remaining in this state for about 3 hours, the meat is taken off, and is really more tender, as Sergeant Gass writes, than that which the core has boiled or roasted, though the strong flavor of the pine renders it disagreeable to their tastes. Captain Clark writes about the day.
Cloudy morning. 12 hunters turned out this morning in different directions, agreeably to the order of yesterday. Potts and Whitehouse accompanied Collins to the bear which he had killed on the 16th, and brought in the flesh and the skin. This bear was not large, but remarkably light-colored. The hair of it, as also the hair of all those which has been killed, is very thick and long. The squaw wife, Tucharbonneau, busied herself gathering the roots of the fennel, called by the Snake Indians Yirpah, for the purpose of drying to eat on the Rocky Mountains. Those roots are very palatable, either fresh, roasted, boiled, or dry, and are generally between the size of a quill and that of a man's finger, and about the length of the latter. At 3 p.m., Joseph Field returned from the chase without killing anything. He complained of being unwell. Soon after, an old man and a woman arrived. The man with sore eyes and the woman with a gripping rheumatic affection. I gave the woman a dose of creme of tartar and flour of sulfur, and the man some eye water. The evening cloudy. Soon after dark, it began to rain, and rain moderately all night. Lepage took a salmon from an eagle at a short distance below our camp. This induces us to believe that the salmon is in this river, and most probably will be here in great numbers in the course of a few days. Captain William Clark, May 18, 1806.
Yirpah is a Shoshone word generally pronounced Yampa, from which Gairdner's Yampa, Paradiridia gairdneri, takes its name. It has leaves like the cultivated sweet fennel and is in the same family. A sample was collected on April 25, 1806, and has the label, "A species of fennel root eaten by the Indians, of an anise flavor, flowers white, Columbia River." Tomorrow, more sore eyes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.